Good morning. Snow breaking out across interior New York and New England earlier this morning, and it is now persisting into the morning drive. The steadiest snow is adding up, especially across the Catskills, the Adirondacks, and now into western and central parts of New England. Most locations are coating up to a couple of inches of snow already. As the storm deepens and moves through the region, milder air will get pulled in from the south. As a result, roughly from I-90 south, especially in valley locations, by the end of the morning drive and through the middle of the day, we'll see temperatures climb well above freezing through the 30s and in some cases even into the lower 40s. So in these locations, snow will transition over to rain and accumulations will be cut back. In fact, in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, just a coating up to a couple of inches of snow likely by the end of the day today. While most of the Mohawk Valley, the greater Capital District, across into the Taconics and Berkshires will pick up 1 to 3 inches of snow. Farther to the north, where the snow hangs on for longer or we get no changeover from the southern Adirondacks and Great Sacandaga Lake to Saratoga Springs and southern and central Vermont, we could look for as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow, including the Lake George and Glens Falls area. As we get into the mountains, the Adirondacks and Greens all snow, heavy at times, with 6 to 12 inches likely by the end of the day and into tonight. As we get into the night tonight, the snow will wind down, but the wind will pick up behind the storm as it deepens off the eastern seaboard. The wind will be gusty at times over 20 to 30 miles per hour, driving the temperature back down through the 20s and into the teens for overnight lows. This will set us up for a windy and very cold day tomorrow. Still a few passing flurries and snow showers around with little accumulation, but the story will be the temperature, as readings will only make it into the lower 20s for afternoon highs, and wind chill values will be closer to zero, if not below, throughout the day. We'll remain cold for the rest of the week with generally dry weather Thursday and Friday, highs in the lower to mid-20s, before we rebound back into the lower 30s with a disturbance passing through, accompanied by a few snow showers on Saturday. Mid-30s on Sunday into Monday with the chance of a few rain and snow showers to open up next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong high pressure over the west is expected to gradually weaken into the middle of the week, which should lessen the wildfire threat across Southern California, but keep warm temperatures in place. Gusty winds and low humidity will continue to pose elevated fire weather conditions today. Meanwhile, low pressure will organize and strengthen over the lower Great Lakes, dragging a cold front across the East Coast. Much colder temperatures will filter in tomorrow, with expected high temperatures 10 to 20 degrees below average from Florida to the Great Lakes. Cold air blowing across the relatively warm Great Lakes will continue to produce lake-effect snow showers, with the greatest snowfall accumulations through Thursday across southwestern lower Michigan and east of Lakes Erie and Ontario, where local totals of over a foot will be possible. In the north-central United States and upper Mississippi Valley, we'll see a series of weak clippers move through the region tonight into tomorrow. In advance of the first clipper, downslope winds will generate high temperatures across central and northern parts of the high plains in the 50s and 60s, well above average for the early to mid part of December. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in light snow, 9 above zero, with a south wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 4 below 0. In Albany on the hour, 1.5 miles visibility and light snow, 32 degrees, the dew point 27, 82% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.69 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the upper 40s, Boston cloudy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid 40s, and in Buffalo windy with snow and blowing snow and highs around 30 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 29, that's 1 degree below normal. A trace of snow yesterday, 3.4 inches for the month, which is a half inch below normal, and also 3.4 inches for the season, which is 3.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 23, the record high 62 set in 1979, and the record low 12 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow, perhaps heavy at times, especially in the mountains, with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Becoming windy with snow showers tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow changing to rain showers early today and highs in the lower 40s, becoming windy with a few snow showers tonight, lows near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow possibly mixing with rain showers today and highs in the mid-30s, becoming windy with more snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow mixing with rain showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Becoming windy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow changing to rain showers early today and highs in the upper 30s. Becoming windy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll look for mostly cloudy and windy weather, much colder with a few passing snow showers only in the lower 20s, but wind chill values will be near zero or lower. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold Thursday, lower 20s, back to the mid-20s with increasing clouds Friday. A few snow showers Saturday, lower 30s, mid-30s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, and a few rain or snow showers with highs in the 30s again on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.